This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government extends Inquiry Commission's tenure by 25 days for Gen Z movement investigation. National Assembly unanimously passes Tourism Bill 2081, officially approves government's decision to withdraw social media bill. Safer Internet Day being observed worldwide today, experts warn of social media misuse and misinformation impacting crime investigations. And landmark trial against social media companies accused of creating addiction machines begins in California. Now the news in detail. The government has extended the tenure of an inquiry commission formed to investigate physical and human losses during the Gen Z movement held on September 8 and 9, according to government spokesperson and Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Ariyal. A cabinet meeting held yesterday decided to extend the commission's term by 25 days. The commission was originally formed by a cabinet decision on September 21. 2025, under the coordination of former Justice Gauri Bahadur Karki, with the mandate to conduct a factual investigation into damages caused during the protest and to submit a report. The Cabinet also approved the National Economic Census Order 2082, paving the way for nationwide data collection for the upcoming economic census. Additionally, Minister Ariyal informed that the Cabinet has decided to present the Government of Nepal's annual report of the fiscal year 2081-82 to President Ramchandra Pautel. The National Assembly has unanimously passed the Tourism Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat. The bill was approved at yesterday's meeting of the Upper House following a proposal presented by Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Anil Kumar Sinha. Addressing the Assembly, the Minister said the legislation aims to diversify and promote Nepal's tourism sector. The Assembly also unanimously approved the government's decision to withdraw the social media bill related to social networks' use and management. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal presented the proposal for decision and later announced its unanimous withdrawal. The proposal to withdraw the bill was presented by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha on behalf of the Prime Minister and Minister for Communications and Information Technology Sushila Karki. The Ministry of Communications had decided to withdraw the bill on February 3rd and formally requested Parliament to do so. Earlier, Chairperson of the Legislation Management Committee Tulasa Kumari Dahal had presented the committee's report on the bill. During deliberations, 155 amendment proposals were registered by 35 National Assembly members. Addressing the Assembly, Minister Sinha said the government's top priority remains the enactment of laws required by the 2015 Constitution and reforms aligned with the federal system. He stated that since the Constitution's promulgation, 146 acts have been enacted, including laws related to 16 fundamental rights issued in 2018. The minister further informed that 30 bills became inactive following the dissolution of Parliament in September 2025, while drafting of priority legislation was disrupted. He said preparations are underway to meet the March 16 deadline set by the Legislative Act for registering delegated legislation. Meanwhile, the Assembly yesterday passed a condolence motion on the demise of its former member Sukraraj Samyog, who represented the Nepali Congress after being elected in 2054 Bikram Sambat. Samyog passed away on February 2nd at the age of 90. During the meeting, National Assembly members whose terms are nearing completion shared their experiences, raising concerns that development projects were often selected based on political influence rather than need, and urged stronger accountability and effective implementation of laws. The National Assembly is scheduled to meet again on Wednesday, February 11th at 1:15 p.m. The Election Commission has completed printing ballot papers for 100 constituencies for the first-past-the-post FPTP electoral system across 44 districts ahead of the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5. printing is being carried out at Sanotimi Bhaktapur. According to Commission Assistant Spokesperson Kul Bahadur Jisi, a total of 12,256,000 ballot papers have been printed so far, and they have been packed district-wise with 10,759 ballot boxes prepared for distribution. In total, 20.323 million ballots are being printed for the direct election system. The Commission has assured that preparations are on track to ensure timely distribution of ballot papers for all districts ahead of March 5 election. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has directed agencies to continue intensive training programs to secure double-digit medals, including gold, at the 20th Asian Games in Japan later this year. Meeting with officials from the National Sports Council, Olympian Deepak Bista, and team directors, the Prime Minister emphasized supporting athletes and ensuring no gaps remain in their preparations. She also instructed the council to arrange budgets and logistics, coordinating with the Ministry of Finance for remaining funds. Meanwhile, the Nepal Law Commission briefed Prime Minister Karki on its studies for the constitutionally mandated 10-year review. A study committee has been formed under Vice Chairperson Lakshmi Prasad Mainali, and the Commission presented a legal dictionary during the meeting. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Japanese Ambassador to Nepal Maeda Toru paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav at his office in Lainjore yesterday. According to the office of the Vice President, the meeting focused on strengthening Nepal-Japan bilateral relations with discussions on economic cooperation, culture, tourism and people-to-people ties. Meanwhile, newly appointed United Nations Resident Coordinator Leela Peters Yahya presented her letter of credence to Prime Minister Sushila Karki at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday. Congratulating Yahya on her appointment, Prime Minister Karki briefed her on the government's efforts to restore stability following the Genji movement and appreciated the continued support of the United Nations in Nepal's peace, development and democratic process. Processes and expressed confidence in sustained cooperation. Safer Internet Day is being observed worldwide today under the theme Smart Tech, Safe Choices, Exploring the Safe and Responsible Use of AI. The day highlights the growing role of artificial intelligence in daily life and calls for safe, ethical and responsible use of digital technologies. First launched in 2004, Safer Internet Day is now observed in more than 180 countries. Meanwhile, experts in Nepal have raised concerns over the misuse of social media and the unchecked spread of false and misleading content, which they say is affecting crime investigations and public security. The issue was discussed at a one-day seminar on the role of media in crime investigation organized by the Nepal Police Headquarters. The seminar concluded with calls for stronger cooperation among state agencies, media professionals and the public to combat misinformation, improve media literacy and promote the responsible use of technology. Now, on to an international news update. A landmark trial has begun in Los Angeles' Superior Court examining claims that major social media companies deliberately designed their platforms to be addictive for children, contributing to mental health issues. Meta, the parent company of Instagram and Google's YouTube, faced the lawsuit, while TikTok and Snapchat have already settled. The case centers on a 19-year-old identified as KGM, who alleges that early use of these platforms led to addiction, depression and suicidal thoughts. Lawyers for KGM argue that features such as auto-scrolling were deliberately designed to increase engagement and advertising revenue, drawing parallels to tactics historically used by the tobacco and gambling industries. Meta and YouTube deny the allegations, saying that other factors contribute to mental health challenges among young users and that both companies have implemented safeguards and age-appropriate tools. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Instagram CEO Adam Mosseri, along with YouTube CEO Neil Mohan, are expected to testify during the six-week trial. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, partly cloudy over the remaining hilly areas and mainly fair over the Tarai region today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. Likewise, fog and mist are likely to persist at some places in the Tarai region until noon today. The division has stated that there is some influence of weak western disturbances over the country at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 7 to 9 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 18 and 20 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government extends inquiry commission's tenure by 25 days for Gen Z movement investigation. National Assembly unanimously passes Tourism Bill 2081, officially approves government's decision to withdraw social media bill. Safer Internet Day being observed worldwide today, experts warn of social media misuse and misinformation impacting crime investigations. And landmark trial against social media companies accused of creating addiction machines begins in California. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.